This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Something happened there in the...
Hey, I like that. Yeah, that's out already.
I'm almost there, guys.
I told you I'd clean up the studio.
Oh, off to a great start. It's the Three Stooges, Cal, Fred, and Todd here.
Look at all that stuff in the way.
Well, without teaser, I'm already starting this thing. We're not doing our official, you know, you roll in. Hey, this is the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. No, we're not doing any of that because Cal is just dumping this whole thing on us because we got the Three Stooges here. Nobody's here. That is nobody that's important. Like Denise Dirks is not here. We will miss her. What I have done today, just so you know, we were going to tell you, Cal, during the break, before we started Radio Law Talk, call us at 855 Law Radio. We talk about what's going on the show. We do it all the time.
Like our pre-production meeting.
Yeah, pre-production. And then what's funny, Cal goes, you know what, it would kind of be interesting and fun if during the break we would, you know, when we're talking, those who listen to us live, a lot of people listen to us live on www.radiolawtalk.com.
Right.
They can hear what we're saying, you know, behind the scenes, which is kind of fun. But I decided that today I want Cal. We have put a something on his shoulders that we see if he can handle.
Boys are weird.
He has to for our 3 hours.
That was an inopportune sound drop there.
For 3 hours, he has to use every single sound bite in his computer during this Radio Law Talk. So be prepared to get sound bites galore on Radio Law Talk. Now, whether or not you like them or they're crazy, he's going to find a way to put these sound bites in. Now, that sounds like our show today. It is the three of us. Todd's a criminal defense lawyer, former prosecutor for the DA's office. I'm a personal injury lawyer. And Cal is a 3-time Emmy Award nominee but never a winner and thinks he's a lawyer sometimes. I have received a lot of emails about why our podcasts are not being put up on time. Just so you know, the reason we've had some computer issues, we finally got it fixed. Apparently, they, you know, there's all this behind the computer, what do you call it, algorithms? I don't know what they call this stuff, but the computer guy's fixed, and then it's not downloading. It's fixed. It's fixed. So from now on, by Sunday or Monday, we should have our podcasts up. The live radio show we do will be up and going.
By the way, I have a transcript here of the telephone call that was placed to our IT folks.
Yes, okay.
About the...
I wish you wouldn't have brought that up, but that's okay.
And here it is. The call, first on the call was Fred. Mm-hmm. After the salutations, this is Fred saying, yes, we have an issue with our podcasts. They're not being uploaded. We show they're uploaded, but they don't show on the computer online. Response from tech. Did you try turning it off and turning it on again?
You're all morons!
Yes, we did. Next from tech. Are you using a new mouse pad? What is all this?
I'm not quite sure. But...
I don't know. Come on. I mean...
They do ask you some strange questions.
Yes, they do. What kind of batteries do you use in your, I don't know.
You know what's interesting also that
we're talking
about?
Is it plugged in?
Yeah.
Yes.
Here's the thing that's interesting. Seriously. Yeah, we have so much to talk about at all times at Radio Law Talk. Believe it or not, we were even discussing this yesterday. The actual news that's non-COVID-19 related or protest related is pretty bleak right now. It's like this is, you know, we have our shirts that say, you know, when you're tired of politics radio, tune in to Radio Law Talk or something a little bit different. There's not a whole lot going on. Cal.
I was raising your hand to tell you 5 minutes.
Council said five minutes. All right, we have 5 minutes.
You would think that nothing else is going on in the world.
To some degree, there's that is true. But we're going to talk about Facebook's latest lawsuit. The Kansas City Royals case is going up to the Supreme Court. We're going to talk about that. Press passes and due process. Amber Heard and Johnny Depp's trial in the UK. That is very interesting. We're going to talk about. And then we're going to talk about Don Henley is making some statements about possible changes in the law.
Is that because of the Henley shirt?
I'm not going to say. We're not saying anything. I'm just going to tell. I'm teasing on this.
All right. We'll sue you after the boys of summer have gone.
Yes, exactly right. Carol Baskin, we're going to talk about her. I still have not watched that. Is it HBO or Netflix?
Carol Baskin.
I have still not watched The Tiger. What is it called?
Tiger
King.
Tiger King.
Whatever it is.
Nor have I.
And we're going to talk about the Standing Rock Indian Tribe. It's like, who's that? You're going to find out about the lawsuit there and Kylie Jenner's lawyer's demands. There's some important demands that are going on with Kylie Jenner's lawyer, and we're going to talk about that. But why everybody shows up to Radio Law Talk and listens is for Case or No Case. Cal, let's just get it started.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
All right. Wait, before you do this, Todd has 47?
I think I'm at 47
points. And I'm at 43, so we're close. The winner at 50 points will tell you what the winner gets.
Today could be the day.
Could be the day.
Art Rogers.
Okay.
Is a photographer who took a picture of a couple sitting on a park bench with two laps filled with puppies. But an influential artist by the name of Jeff Koons appropriated or used the photograph taken by Mr. Rogers of the two people holding the puppies. Koons made a sculpture from the photo and then took a picture of that, changing the colors of the puppies to bright blue and altering a few other elements in the pictures. Then Art Rogers saw the photograph with all the colorations on a greeting card and other commercial ventures for which he was not getting paid. And he said, I think I'm getting ripped off, or is this proper fair use of my copyrighted work? That was a question that he had when he went to seek an attorney. So, Mr. Kunin, this could put you close to the victory lap. Is this a case or no case? Okay. And if it is a case, what, my friend?
Okay, I got to ask a couple of clarifying questions. So Art Rogers is the person that took the first picture.
He's the shooter, yes.
Okay, so Rogers took a picture of the couple.
Right.
And then
Jeff
Koons saw that picture, made a sculpture of that picture.
And took a picture of that sculpture.
And then took a picture of the sculpture that he made of the picture, and then changed some colors in the sculpture, and the picture of the sculpture ended up in a greeting card.
I think that's about right, yeah. I mean, when he did the sculpture, he changed the colors of the puppies in the sculpture. Painted them blue.
Okay.
But on the card, the Christmas card, let's call it, the greeting card, that was not the picture that was being used. That was a picture of the sculpture.
It was a picture of the blue puppies and the blue puppy sculpture.
It was a picture. It was a picture of the sculpture based upon the picture of the couple. I don't know why she swallowed the fly.
We got a picture, then we got the theater. Yeah, right.
Okay, so I'm going to say that...
it gets tougher when you think of it that way.
It is. It is. And I just know... So for those of you in Radio Land, which is everybody here, because we don't have video, I'm sitting on the other side of the table. And because Denise is not here, so I took her spot so that I can have a better view outside our window. But the thing I just noticed is that when I'm here, if I lean back in my chair, I can't see Cal and I can't see our time. So I am going to ponder this as we go into the break.
You are. You're going to pull a Denise skirt.
I'm sitting in her chair. You know,
seems logical.
I could have done that, or I could have just gone through a long soliloquy of legal analysis and at the very end said no case. But I just decided to not do that.
Well, I think the problem here is we can't really think logically about the case. My thoughts are all going to be based on how do I beat Todd. So we'll be back and figure out if I beat Todd on case or no case with the changed colors of the doggies. We'll be back.
Those of you listening at home, try not to think about blue puppies. Just try not to think about a blue puppy. It's coming up with the answer coming up next on Radio Law Talk right here. Don't go away.
advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
At TakeAChocolate.com, we believe that simplicity is best. We also know that chocolate is one of life's finest things that can help you savor your greatest moments. Late night visits with old friends, overdue romantic moments, and quiet mornings all to yourself. See their wide variety, like hot chocolate sticks or creamy marshmallows, and a lot more at TakeAChocolate.com. They remind busy people like you to take time for the pleasure small things can give. TakeAChocolate.com, where simplicity is best.
Concussion Medical Clinic knows active people run the risk of a concussion. Soccer, football, even a simple fall can lead to a brain injury. Concussion Medical Clinic can test you before you start a sports program so they can have a baseline and more quickly diagnose a concussion should one occur. They also offer expert witness services if you're involved in a concussion case, and their specialty is the treatment of concussion. So if you have suffered a concussion and want the best concussion care available, give Concussion Medical Clinic a call. 916-259-4043. 916-259-4043. Concussion Medical Clinic.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PENNEY lawyers.com.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Like the Amor Joseph Valley.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Now it's time for Todd Kunin to get off the stick and make a decision about case or no case.
Yeah.
The first thing that I want to point out is this. I'm going to say that this is a case. All right. So that's my statement here, is that this is a case. And I would like to point out in saying that that the guy who made the sculpture and then took the picture, Koons, must have been one heck of an artist to have made a sculpture from a picture and change it, but still be able to create something that was so true to life or true to form that another person would believe there's a copyright infringement. I mean, that's
a good skill.
That's pretty good skill. That's pretty good talent. But I'm going to say that this is, I'm just changing my mind here. Case and Koons loses.
Koons is the artist.
Koons is the artist. The guy who took the original picture, he wins because copyright protection protects against reproduction of copyrighted material, and I don't know that it is limited in terms of form and the way it's done. So, yes, the pictures were reproduced by way of a sculpture and then reproduced by way of a picture for the same person. And, you know, if he didn't get copyright protection, then technically all anybody would have to do to get around copyright protection is take a picture, copy it off in a copy machine twice, and then you're good to go. So you can't launder it like they would launder money. The crime that you there's no copyright laundering. So yes, Koons is the artist who did the sculpture and the picture. He loses. The original picture taker wins.
And sold that to the greeting card company. Mr. Penny, what say you?
I'm glad you said that, because I have to do opposites of you, and I did not want to say this is not a case, because I believe it is a case. So I'm going to say it is a case. The issue is a fair use. I think the sculpture guy wins. I think Art Rogers loses, and Jeff Koons wins. And the reason is because I believe that it's so far removed from his picture and the idea of someone sitting with dogs on their lap that look fairly similar, and that's a two or three, I'm going to say, lines down. I don't think they're going to say that he infringed on his copyright.
So you think it's too many generations away from the original?
It's a picture of his, quote, sculpture, which probably is not exactly like the picture. That's what I say.
Well, I love it when you guys come up with divergent opinions on whether something is a case or not a case, or whether someone should win or lose. I just, it warms the cockles of my very old and somewhat damaged heart. So, here we go. Now, those of you who say it is a case, let's see that, okay.
Yeah.
Good job. 1 point each for the case.
I'm at 48.
I know. I think I might be at 44. That might be 45.
Now, for those of you who say that the original photographer wins, may I see by a show of hands? Did you say the photographer wins?
Yes,
I said the photographer.
You did. 2 points for you, Tom.
Oh, dang it. I had to go opposite. Oh, no.
Mr. Koons claimed, that's the artist, he said this was, it's okay to use somebody else's work because it was a parody of the original work, much like a Weird Al Yankovic song, you know, with the song I'm Fat Instead of I'm Bad. And the judge listened intently and said, nice try, Mr. Koons. You lose, and the maker of the original photograph wins. The court rejected the parody defense, and it remains one of the most noteworthy cases involving the use of modern art in the courts today.
I'm going to look it up. So it is a picture of a dog. What is it? A picture of a dog. Look it up, everybody.
A picture on a dog on somebody's lap. It's just a memorable shot. It's not like it's a big deal, you know. But.
Well, that's interesting, because we're going to talk later on, as we kind of teased earlier, we're going to talk later on about Don Henley's testimony as it relates to copyright infringement and how it's being used. And a lot of it is how copyrighted material, primarily sound material, is being used in new forms like TikTok and other.
What's fair use?
And it's primarily parody-based right now. And so, yes, there will be a discussion about that when we come up. Fred's over here.
Oh, I see it. I see it.
Fred has found your picture.
Jeff Koons ate puppies.
Yep.
And I see the actual, it's eight blue puppies. It's two people sitting there.
It is really cool. I wonder if we could.
I like
put that
it.
On,
by the way, next hour, Barbie goes to lunch. On case or no case, Barbie goes to lunch.
Yes.
I'm going to, during the break, try to put that up.
And
on
Ken
the,
stays home.
Yeah, can you put that up on TikTok? Or
I'll try to do something like that.
That'd be great,
Okay. Hey, you know, let's talk about a little bit about Facebook. So Facebook, it's been going on for quite some time. In 2011, they were doing this photo tag type function in 2011. And in 2015, the individuals sued Facebook claiming that their the question is when they use pictures Facebook, they were, the question is, are they taking their, what do they call it, meta tag, their
they're taking their
face,
their biological
photo
data,
tag,
photo tag,
yeah. And then this, that's a function that started in 2011, and apparently they were you know, using people's faces, they're claiming, without their permission. And a lawsuit incurred back in 2015. And their argument is that, number one, they started mapping users' faces for its photo tag. Number two, without the consent of these individuals, this is what the lawsuit was against Facebook. And finally, they failed to inform these individuals how long their data was going to be used and stored. Now, why does this happen in Illinois? Illinois has a Biometric Information Privacy Act, so BIPA of 2008, that protects people from people doing this. Not all states have this, but Illinois does. And they were doing this in Illinois and all over the United States. But so they bring this lawsuit, and we're going to go over what's the latest thing happening with this lawsuit. It looks like there may be a settlement, but we're going to talk about the very interesting arguments from both sides. And I didn't know my face was being recorded by Facebook, but I guess they can have it. I don't know. Todd, you say they look at my face
all the time. It's worth millions.
We're going to be back after this and talk about it.
More Radio Law Talk continues in just a moment right here. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. That's 800-814-5108.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
During this time of marches over the death of George Floyd and inequality, Dr. Anthony Fauci spoke on MSNBC about things that minority populations need to be better protected against the coronavirus.
There's a much higher rate that give you a greater risk for serious disease among minority, particularly the African-American population. That's diabetes, that's blood pressure increases, hypertension, obesity. So what we need to do as a society immediately is to make sure that the resources to give them the best possible chance with identification, isolation, and contact tracing to prevent the spread within those populations.
Dr. Fauci also shared his concerns regarding the protesters not practicing, about the protesters not practicing proper social distancing or wearing masks. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Is this real life?
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny.
All advertising for legal services.
I like that echo. I like that echo. That's a good echo.
I made it just for you today.
Oh, that's okay. Hey, remember, we're not giving legal advice. Seek counsel. We're talking about general topics of law. Stop trying to say that we're giving you advice. We're not giving you any advice. We're having fun here and playing around.
Don't quote us in court.
Well, where can they quote us?
Well, you know, when you're at the dinner table and the family's around and somebody brings up that old, oh, you know, they say.
What about the nail salon that you're not supposed to be at?
Oh, yes.
Can you do it there,
you can do it there, too, especially when they start talking about they say, the infamous they that nobody ever knows about.
In your car, when you're doing car talk, you know, you can do back and forth in the car because these discussions happen. You listen, got talk radio on, somebody says something. And you go, radio law talk.
And you'll note that Cal was using the universal Eastern New York accent, which
car
apparently
yeah.
is what happens every time you get in the car. You know,
right.
it's you got to
talk. That's the
like,
car talk.
So when are you going uptown? You know, so
we're going to talk about Facebook. You can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-LAW-RADIO. Yes, just take the O off. Everyone's like, that's too many numbers. Just ignore the O. We're talking about Facebook is trying to, there's a class action lawsuit against them started in 2015 for this face recognition issues. And this is the Illinois Biometric Information Privacy Act that this was brought in Illinois with the people of Illinois that says you're using our face, you're not supposed to, and you're doing it without our permission and not letting us know how long you are actually keeping our face recognition. This is all required by the Illinois BIPA lawsuit of 2008. So what's happening is they're trying to settle the
the case, and the judge has the right to agree or disagree with the settlement because it's a class action. And there's some very interesting things we're going to talk about, but first, step back and explain a little bit about the technology.
Yeah, because, look, people hear Facebook's taking your facial data and they're using it for whatever they want to use it for, and it's easy to get on this how dare they bandwagon. But I want to talk about what this technology really is. When you get on Facebook, there's usually a feature at some point in time that you can select where they say, would you like to know if somebody's posted a picture of you? Now, how is Facebook ever going to know if a picture of you was posted? Well, they do it using facial recognition software. They look at your face, of the picture that was posted. They know what you look like if you have a Facebook account. And they go out and they look for other pictures that look like that. The same thing is true on my computer. I've got like 10,000 pictures at least. Pictures of the kids and all that stuff.
Kittens, mainly cats.
Mostly cats. I don't know if the facial recognition, it probably does. It just looks for fur.
It may.
So it goes through and you can run a program that says, hey, would you like to see if we can weed out the duplicates? You know, where you have multiple pictures of the same thing stored. Well, how does it know to do that? It knows to do that because it uses facial recognition software. You can go in and I can take a couple pictures of me and say, this is what I look like, and then it'll go through and it'll look for pictures that the software thinks is me.
The same biometric markers that the Apple iPhone uses to do a face unlock, basically. Your
right.
Cheekbones,
which,
your
by the
eyes,
way,
where everything is placed and all that.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, essentially, now look, it does that automatically, the computer program, or I can sit there and I can go through each picture and determine whether or not it's a duplicate, because I have facial recognition software. Every human being that has the ability to see does. And so that's what happens, is this software is used. It has a productive purpose, but as with all things, there are also purposes for which some people think are less than upstanding. And that's the basis of the law, but the technology can be very useful.
Yeah, that's interesting. So what happened is there's a $550 million settlement. And what happens in class action settlements is the plaintiffs and the defense gets together and they try to settle it. It has to go before the court, and the court has to approve it. Now, under this Illinois Act, there are specific fines that are supposed to occur if they have the proof that the following occurred. Number one, did they do it intentionally or not intentionally? And the answer is, I believe it's $1,000 penalty for each negligent violation and $5,000 for each knowing violation person. That adds up to billions and billions of dollars. Billions of dollars. So remember, last year Facebook paid $5 billion fine to the FTC to settle out a claim that it violated an FTC order. So the judge is here trying to determine whether or not $550 million is fair, which equates to approximately $200 to $300 per person that this affected.
And all any state entity has to do is get a sniff of that much money and go, hey, if they had to give that to the FTC, imagine what we could force them to give to us.
But here's what's interesting, Cal. This is why they did it in Illinois. Most states don't have the BIPA, the Biometric Information Privacy Act, that Illinois enacted in 2008. So that's why they went in Illinois after the people of Illinois brought the lawsuit, basically, on a class action. So that is, now whether or not other states have, I haven't followed up to see. But
does the state keep the money?
But here's what's interesting. No, this goes to people that it affected on Facebook. So technically, if I was an Illinois resident and
it's $12 or something.
Yeah. No, actually, they said approximately a couple $100 per
nice.
Person.
Okay.
But here's the interesting thing. These arguments going before the judge, this is where you always say, what is it? What's the saying about something bedfellows? When the enemy and what's
politics makes strange bedfellows.
Yeah, strange bedfellows,
or,
yeah. So the plaintiffs and the defense are arguing the same argument to the judge to settle it. And here's some interesting arguments. First of all, the argument by the plaintiffs, the class action suit, saying, Your Honor, believe it or not, we don't have as much evidence as you think we do to go against them. because there's a number of issues here. Number one, whether or not they intentionally did it. We're showing proof that they did not intentionally did it, because the $5,000 per violation benchmark was unrealistic, because the evidence suggested that Facebook genuinely believed it uploaded photographs were exempt from the Illinois law, and that's what came out. And so they're saying, look, Your Honor, this is ridiculous. But remember, maximum recovery under the Illinois law, if they hit the maximum, $47 billion. And they're settling for $550 million.
Wow.
The judge says that's like not even 2%. That's 98.75% discount if you win the maximum. And so the judge tells them, I don't find this a persuasive argument. Go back and see if you can have another settlement, or you got trial coming up on, what is it? It's coming up, let's see, it's got the trial date coming up, but it's coming up pretty soon, their trial date, and the judge is telling them, we'll see you in trial, but they're going back and they're going to try to figure some stuff out. This is interesting how two people who are against each other are arguing the same case, because even Facebook is arguing this is a great thing to do.
Wouldn't you like to settle a lawsuit for $500 million nuisance value?
Well, I just want to let you know, I know this is very sad, but hey, you know what? And the judge says, so lawyers, you're getting how much? $137.5 million is what the lawyers are going to get paid on it, plus $981,000 in expenses, which, by the way, that's part of it. That's part of the risk. If they lose, these lawyers lose $1 million. If they win, they win $137 million.
The one thing I thought interesting about the argument that they made to the court is you mentioned, look, the maximum value of this case, the maximum potential is $47 billion. And they made that argument to the court. They said, look, it's $47 billion, but we think that if that amount were awarded, you, judge, would knock that one down significantly. So we're doing your work for you. And the judge says, I don't find that argument particularly persuasive. Because even if he did cut it down, my guess is he's not going to cut it down by 98%.
That's exactly what the judge
said. I have a pencil and a yellow pad. I can do math.
But I hate to say this, and not to jump, but the judges, the plaintiffs and the defense lawyers are, they've taken the depth, they're in deep detail of what's going on. I don't think the judge has the full understanding of the details. You know, and Facebook walks up and says, oh, by the way, Your Honor, you say this is a way too low of a settlement. We are not using the, quote, facial geometry. We're using lighting photographic elements, not facial geometry that the Illinois Act talks about. So they figured a way around it, and it might be a zero. And so Facebook's going, are you sure you don't want to take $550 million? But by the way, $550 million is, what, nothing for Facebook.
Yeah, look at their market valuation. It's dropping the bucket.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, we're going to be back. We're going to talk more about the latest. We're going to talk about the Kansas City Royal baseball lawsuit. That's very interesting. It's going up to the Supreme Court. We'll be back.
So we hope you'll stay with us right here for Radio Law Talk. We'll continue. In fact, we will continue until, if you're listening to us live, until noon Pacific time right here. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you're one of those anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid.
And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Oh, come on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law
and RadioLawTalk.com.
I like, Cal, how you mix things in like that so it confuses everybody.
I just like to throw in a bunch of multiple things, basically, yeah. Because I'm kind of a loser.
That's fun.
That's why I don't ever win any awards, except I did get the Bumblefingers Award of the Board Operators Association of America.
Oh, is that B-A-S?
Yes, without the A.
I don't know if very many of you know a little bit about Todd and I, but Todd is he is an actor. He's got an actor named Mark Ashbourne.
Ashbourne.
Mark Ashbourne, I call him. It'll never change. I'll always call it that. And he has done a number of things. And one thing that he does on the side, by the way, is he announces baseball.
I do.
So why don't you do a practice announcing? Someone just hits a home run.
Well, I'll just do the regular stuff. So okay. 3-1 count.
Here we go.
Thank you very much. 3-1 count. Pitcher looks in. He's got the sign from Johnson behind the plate. Toes the rubber. Looks in. Checks the runner at first and the delivery. Breaking ball. And it's hit a long way off to the left field. Going back on it is Cruz. He's to the wall and it's gone. A home run off the bat of Charlie Culberson as he rounds the bases and the home team goes up by two.
So that's Todd. That's what he does. So he is a baseball fanatic.
There's a chance.
Yeah, there's a chance.
Yeah.
And so this Kansas City Royal case is nothing new. This has been going on
on for a while.
It is.
Minor league baseball. Everyone, all you know is about major league. That's all you hear. The minor leagues are so, it's a big setup. There's division 1, 2, and 3, right?
Or there's class
A, B, so, so A, C, A, double A, triple A.
There's several. There is the rookie league down in Arizona. Then there's two different class A's. Then there's a double A, and there's triple A, and then you make it to the big show out of triple A.
Wow, yeah.
And most really good players are stashed in double A, so they bring them up from double A, and then triple A is not, it's not what it used to be in terms of, you know, migration from triple to major. It's mostly double to major and back
to forth. Is it? Because a lot of times triple A are like, well, that guy was a star at one time. So like Oakland A's or Kansas City Royals have their own triple A, and they play, almost all of them play in Florida or Arizona.
For spring training.
Why? Because and that's because of the weather, right?
Yeah, the weather. I mean, look, spring training occurs. Pitchers and catchers report was the last week in February. And if they're holding spring training in Minnesota, there's still snow out there. So, yes, it's the Cactus League is the Arizona, and the Grapefruit League is that's in Florida.
And in Minnesota, they call it the Iceberg League. Just what they
And another reason they store the players in double-A ball is baseball is unique in that you have to keep your timing for being able to hit the ball. We've got, baseball's been off for how many months?
Oh, my gosh.
And if they were to start the season tomorrow, you would see some horrendous baseball because the pitchers can probably come in and still hit 90, 95 because their arms are, it doesn't take much to get those warmed back
but
up.
The accuracy may not be
there. It might not be there, and that's always going to be in somebody's mind. But the hitting, I mean, it takes a lot to keep
the timing
down.
Yeah, get the rhythm.
I mean, you're talking about an action, a hit. You have to make the decision in 0.2 of a second whether or not you're going to swing at the pitch, where you think it's going to be, and try to hit. So that's going to be difficult. That's why they store them in double A so that these players can continue to get it. Because at triple A, you run into the situation of guys at the major league ball club have to come down to do a rehab assignment because they got injured. And there's always this interruption of your playing time when somebody from the big leagues has to come down.
Right.
And you have more consistency in double A.
It's hard to develop
your
game.
So what is Stockton Ports? Double A?
Stockton Ports is a single A.
Single A.
Single
okay.
A, they are a, that's Stockton, California for folks there. They are the single A affiliate of the Oakland A's.
Right. Right.
And so, and then in our backyard, Sacramento, we have the Triple A affiliate for the San Francisco Giants, which is the Rivercats. It's amazing where you have affiliates all over the place. I believe the Giants, their Double A affiliate is Richmond, Virginia, the Richmond Flying Squirrels. That's the San Francisco Giants Double A affiliate is in Richmond, Virginia.
Well, what's interesting, it used to be that the Triple A would have the same team name. They'd be the Richmond Giants or the Stockton A's.
Yes.
And then they got realized that if they could make cool caps with different mascots on them, that they'd make more money because it became a much more commercial venture and much more quirky, cool thing to follow, I think.
Yeah, so anyway, what happens is these minor leaguers, They get money, but let me tell you, it's a tough row to hoe. They're working hard, especially single and double A. Triple A guys get decent money, but like you said, it's a lot of the top athletes that are stepped down to rehab and or guys that are pretty much semi-retired now. They're coming down to triple A ball. But there's been issues of them getting paid, not just during the game period because they get paid during games, but it's during practice and warm-ups. I mean, in spring training, and are they getting paid properly according to the laws under California and Florida?
Typical sports contracts, football, basketball, baseball, provide for payment to the players during the regular season.
Right.
There was a football player who was a free agent rookie, undrafted free agent, and he was fined by the league for a hit during a preseason game his rookie year, and it was like a $25,000 fine, and he didn't have any money to pay it because he hadn't started. The season hadn't started yet, and he hadn't even made the team yet. And so he's got this issue that he's got. But the issue here with the baseball players
is... Well, let me just interrupt. Can I interrupt right there? So one thing I do like the NFL, I know a lot of the NFL players. Believe it or not, it's the same way. I was shocked when I found out that
like their preseason, like their what do you call it? They don't call it their spring. They call it their
training camp.
Training camp. They call it something else. But anyway,
well, they have OTAs.
Yes, that's right. The OTA. That's right. The OTA. I'm thinking of. And so these are training. They get paid very little. I thought it's like, and it's not like the OBJ gets paid more. They all get paid like $3,000 a month or so much. It's like, wow, to be doing that. But with minor leagues, it's even less.
Exactly. So if you got going to football, and I only reference this because it's a 17-week schedule in football.
Right.
So if you got a player that's making $17 million, I'll just use that because it's easy to divide, well, they're making $1 million a game.
Right.
And they get their game checks, $1 million every week of the season. And that's how they get paid. Off season, they don't get paid. It's not like it's prorated over, or split up over the whole year. So you go here to baseball, and you got somebody that's never been on a major league team. They don't have a major league contract. They get invited to spring training. Mm-hmm. And that's great to go to spring training, but the question is, what do they pay them? Because they're not being paid pursuant. If I show up as a minor league invitee to spring training and I don't have a contract to the club, and I am standing next to Mike Trout, who has a $20 million a year contract, okay, essentially we are in the same boat for purposes of spring training. He hasn't started receiving his $20 million yet because the season hasn't started.
Oh, I feel bad for him.
Oh, yeah, it's cry me a river. And I haven't either, but it's a lot easier for Trout to weather that downturn in income because he knows what he's going to get when the season starts. And so the players in minor league baseball filed a class action lawsuit for payment of their wages. And the judge at the trial level denied the class certification because the judge says, hold on a second here. You're suing under three different laws. We've got the California wage law, we've got Arizona wage law, and we've got Florida wage law. And because they're all different, I don't believe that we could get a cohesive ruling because the laws are all different.
Right.
And because of that, I also don't believe that everybody has predominantly the same issue. If you have a class action lawsuit, even though there might be little things for you and little things for another person, the main issue has to be the same. Well, that ruling denying class certification was brought up before the Ninth Circuit, who said, Court of Appeals for the West Coast area, and the Ninth Circuit said, sorry, Circuit Court Judge, but you are wrong. It's very easy to employ the different individual state laws, so predominance is not, or cohesion is not a problem, predominance is not a problem, and essentially the judge revived the class for these folks and sent it back to the judge for further proceedings in accordance with their ruling.
And now it's going up to the Supreme Court.
Yes.
And we're going to see what's going to happen. That's why it just popped up. It looks like they're going to argue before the Supreme Court. When we come back, hour two, we're going to talk about press passes of the Playboy, not the Playboy Playmate, but it was a Playboy news reporter that is kicked out by the White House. Due process case. That case is going through the courts. We're going to tell you the latest, and we'll be back with myself, Cal, and Todd.
So the Playboy reporter said he didn't go to the White House for a news story. He just looked at the pictures.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. Oh, that's the oldest
one in
the world.
Radio Law Talk will continue. Just a minute. Don't go away.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt,
Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.